I welcome you to this moment around God's Word in prayer. We are in week 11 of our 40-week journey following the storyline of the Bible from cover to cover. Thank you for being a part of this journey. Right now, we are in an in-between place. This is where many of us live as believers, kind of in between our past deliverance, our salvation, and the inheritance, what God has for us yet ahead, our destiny in this life, and obviously the inheritance of heaven. This is where Israel is. They're in the wilderness. They've been set free from slavery in Egypt. They're still on their way to the promised land, which is sometimes called the land of milk and honey. That milk would be goat's milk, and the honey would be date honey. And it was a picture of God's provision and prosperity in the land of what we know today as the land of Israel, or the land that God had promised Abraham. That's why we call it the promised land. However, we hit a speed bump. God had called Moses up into the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments, and he was up there for 40 days. Well, as far as Israel was concerned, that was 39 days too long. And during the time he was up there, they got impatient, and they collected their gold and melted it down and literally created a calf, a cow, to worship while Moses was up on the mountain in the holiness of God. And so Moses comes down, and some of you know the story. He throws the stone tablets with the Ten Commandments and shatters them as he destroys this golden calf. And the anger of God has been aroused. And so God makes a proposition to Moses in Exodus 33 that's unlike a proposition I think we find anywhere else in Scripture. It goes like this, and we'll summarize it. Verse 3, go up to the land flowing with milk and honey. So that's that promised land. But I will not go with you, because you are a stiff-necked people, and I might destroy you on the way. Here's the proposition. You can have my promise, the promised land, but you can't have my presence. I wonder how many of us are settling for that proposition in our lives today. I've actually met people who have no interest in serving God except for the self-interest of the way God would bless them. I had one person say, if God doesn't bless me, I have no interest in him at all. It's like we want his promises, we want his blessings, but what about him? What about his presence? What about fellowship with him? What about the power of the Holy Spirit that just can hold us, that we can walk in? God said to Moses, I'll keep my promise, but my presence will not go with you. Moses was smart enough to not accept that proposition, though. In verse 15 of that same chapter, chapter 33 of Exodus, then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. Please, Lord, not one more step if you're not going to be with us. And then he gives a very interesting reason in the next verse. How will anyone know that you're pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? For what else distinguishes me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? And that's a wonderful question. What makes us? You know, we educate people, but what makes us different than the school district in your city or your town? Our church employs some staff, but what makes us different than the corporation down the street? We handle money, but what makes us different than the local bank? I mean, and we care for people. We're like a social organization, but what makes us as the church different than any other nonprofit social organization you may volunteer for in town? It's one thing. The church of the living God, the people of God, have the presence of God in their midst. That's why for our church family at Central Assembly, I covet this more than anything else. Let the presence of God be among us. If God's presence isn't among us, we might as well lock the door, shut this whole thing down. This is what we need more than anything else. And so Moses prayed a prayer that I hope is the hunger of your heart. It's the prayer we're going to pray now. For in verse 18, Moses said, now show me your glory. This is hunger for God. And I invite you to pray that way with me today. Father, thank you for all your blessings. Thank you for all the things you do. Thank you for all your promises that you've made to us. But Lord, our hearts are not hungry just for things that you can do for us. Our hearts are hungry for you. We pray like Moses, show us your glory. God, in the midst of a world so dark and gray and contaminated and so disappointing and lifeless, my God, show us your glory. Set our hearts alight with a holy flame, the flame of your Spirit within us, we pray. Fill us with your Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for the promise above all promises. I will be with you. My God, we just claim that promise today that you, that your presence is going to be with us. And we pray you'll help us to keep our hearts hungry for you. In Jesus' name, amen.